Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. This is Anne-Marie McQueen of McQueen Universal Ministries coming to you, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, the name that is above all other names. Jesus, the name that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. Jesus, the only name given among men whereby we must be saved. Hallelujah. I come in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. To greet you in Jesus' name and to say thank God for you, 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 and you, and for the opportunity that we have right now to break the bread of life, which is the word of Almighty God. Come on, let's pray, and we're going to jump right into the word of the Lord tonight. God is wonderful. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We honor your holy name. This is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is your time, O God, the time that we have set apart and allotted to bless your holy name. This is your time, O God, the time, Lord God, when we ought to love one another and cause you to be glorified. Do good works so that men may see our good works and glorify you. We bless you for this time. Speak to us. Give us understanding. Give us communion with you now, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. I do thank God today. God is so wonderful. He just takes good care of me and all of his children. I promise you, if you will allow God to care for you, he will do it. And a good job he will do. Well, the Holy Spirit has put something on my heart, and I believe this is what we should be looking at over the next few times that we are together. And that word is found in Proverbs 24 and verse 10. It just keeps coming up in my spirit. And I want to encourage God's people today. And those of you that say you're not God's people, I want to encourage you to, and maybe you will become one of God's people because of the benefits that's involved with being a child of the living God. The Bible says in Proverbs 24:10, if thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. And he's telling us that, you know what? And I think we all know this by now. Guess what? Adversity is going to come. We are not limited to a life of wonderful roses and beds of ease and cherries falling off a tree and running out and manna is in the field for us. My God, that's not the kind of a life we're living. It would be nice, you know, wake up in the morning and go outside and collect your food without much toil, and when you need your bills paid, you just say, hey, bills be paid in Jesus' name, and that's it. Or if somebody is bothering us, all we have to do is tell them to stop, and next thing we know, it's going to be all right. It would be nice if that's the world we were living in, but that's not the world we're living in, my sisters and my brothers, friends and neighbors. The world we're living in is full of adversity. It's full of situations. It's full of issues. And oftentimes things go wrong that we don't want to go wrong. And so we have to be ready for the day of adversity. We have to be ready for days when things are going to happen that we're not happy about. Things are going to happen that's going to make us cry. Things are going to happen that's going to cause us some pain. But the Bible tells us one thing, and we want to hold on to it. We should not faint during this time because it means our strength is small. And we don't want to be people of small strength. We want to be people of big strength. We want our strength to be full in the Lord. And the reason we can say this and boast this and even ask this is because the Bible does say that we are more than conquerors. It does say that I can do all things through Christ. It does say that God is my strength and that he is my help and that the joy of the Lord is my strength. And so the Bible says, let the weak say, I am strong. And there's so many promises in the Bible concerning strength that God's people ought not to be weak. And so if we experience a weakness, then there's a problem there. There's a situation there. Glory to God. We should not be fainting in the day of our adversity. We ought to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We ought to be strong in the Lord and know that God is our answer. God is our refuge and strength. God is a very present help when we are in trouble. We ought to know that. That should be a part of our everyday language. Glory to God, when adversity comes, we ought to know right off the bat, it's going to come, but it's going to pass also. And so, saints, I just encourage you tonight to not allow adversity to be a bully over you. That's the way I want us to look at it. There are too many bullies in the world. There are too many bullies in the land, manipulators and manipulating situations. Glory to God, something happened and feels like it's going to break your heart, and then your whole world start falling apart. Something happens and it hurts your feelings, feels like your world is falling apart. Somebody say something, your world is falling apart. Somebody does something, world falling apart. Glory to God, I want the saints now to mount up and begin to realize, hallelujah to God, that we don't have to faint. We don't have to fall apart. We don't have to let the days of adversity be bullies and manipulators over us. Glory to God, we have a word from God that says we can do better than that. Let's read Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28. See what the Bible says. It says, "Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary, there is no searching of his understanding? He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength." Look what the Bible is saying to us. If you feel like you're faint, then you reach out to God, hallelujah, and get strength from him. Get power from him. Something happens and it's just threatening to knock your shoes off, knock your socks off, knock you off your feet. The Bible says you can get power from God. It's not a sin to be faint. It's not a sin to feel weak. It's not a sin to experience some trouble. No. That's a part of life. Things are going to happen. Oh, bless his name. But the thing is, when you feel faint, do you know what to do? When you feel weary, do you know what to do? When you feel like you're about to fall, do you know what to do? Do you know that there is a God? Thank you, Jesus. You might not be able to see him, but I encourage you and I say to you today that if you reach out to him, he will give you power in your day of adversity. He will give you power when you are about to faint. He will increase your strength when you feel like you have no might. When the situation seems hopeless, you can reach out to a mighty God and he will help you. And I encourage you, the next time you begin to feel faint, just say a prayer. Say a prayer and ask God to help you. Say a prayer and reach out to the God that is invisible, but is very powerful and very mighty, the creator of all things that we can see. Reach out to that God and see if he will not do what he has said he will do. He will give power to the faint, and to you who have no might, he will increase your strength. Anne Marie McQueen, McQueen Universal Ministries. God bless you so much. Be encouraged today in Jesus' name. Amen.